Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Okay. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you are a first-time listener, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period, just so everybody knows as to who you are listening to. And again, friends, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I wanted to let you know, too, that people online right now on live streams are talking about, you know, what's going to happen now, because you're listening to the narrative. Everybody paying attention to the media's narrative now. The problem is the unvaccinated. This is exactly what I told you they were going to do, because it's exactly what dictators do. They create the problem, and then what they do, if you don't corral into the lines that they've made concerning, you know, their vaccine passports and their new freedoms, if you don't go along with it, what they do is they ostracize their political opposition, and that's what they're attempting to do right now. They're accusing the unvaccinated for the crimes of, well, I shouldn't say the crimes of, well, that's what they're doing, right? Blame the other side for what they're guilty of. Joseph Goebbels said that, the propaganda minister under that of Adolf Hitler. But isn't it interesting, now they're trying to blame the unvaccinated for what the vaccinated are in fact spreading. So again, they're just accusing you of what they themselves are guilty of. Nothing new under the sun, but this is where the fight starts. Because, folks, if we're at that second wave right now, I strongly suggest that you stand up, quit talking about the problem, and stand up and deal with the problem. Before the show, just a couple minutes prior to that, it was interesting that I started to think about some of the things that have been said over the last couple years. And one of the reoccurring themes was, folks, for a better way of saying it, kill or be killed. Well, what are you talking about? It reminds me of a movie back in the 70s when I was a little kid. I was really into Bruce Lee, and I was also a Golden Gloves boxing champion, and I was doing all that kind of stuff. And I'm not trying to give myself accolade. I was just I've never been a spectator. Let's put it that way. But there was this movie called Kill or Be Killed. And it reminds me of as to what's taking place here today. It's either defend yourself and charge and prosecute these criminals for their crimes, or else they're going to continuously roughshod right over the top of you. That's what they're doing now. And it shows you that they're getting frantic. They're beginning to worry about what's going on. Folks, see, there was a King George that our forefathers threw off. The great obstacle to the new global order that they keep talking about are the American people. But what we need to do is learn from history and teach these modern-day King Georges that we're going to do the same things that our forefathers did. I mean, there was a Cromwell, right, that dealt with King Charles because he committed treason against his own people. Well, you have Article 3, Section 3 as well. And then you can go down through history, and you can see over and over and over again, friends, it becomes very dangerous, the games that these globalists are playing, because when the American people wake up and people on a global basis wake up to what's really going on, it's not going to fare for them. And that's what's happening now, friends. They understand that people are beginning to push back. Now what are they doing? They're starting to accuse all the more because they're afraid of what you might do. Now this is what I was going to say concerning what's on social media platforms right now. You heard the narrative. The problem is, are the unvaccinated. The fact of the matter is, it's the vaccinated that are the problem. That is a fact, okay? And this is exactly what they meant to do. They meant to create a gridlock, a divide, to create domestic insurrection, civil war, okay? That's what they've been doing. That's what we've been warning you about for years. Now we're here. Now, with that said, someone on social media platforms just said a moment ago, you know, next thing you know, they're not going to actually service people when they go into the hospital. Well, I'm here to tell you it's already happening. Matter of fact, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, by the way, social media platforms over there on the right side of the page, social media platforms on the right side of the page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. But we just found out that the sodomite, Jared Polis, said governor, and I want to, just for the record, this is one of those I told you so's 12 years ago. We were warning the American people about Jared Polis because he was aiming for schools and the kids in public schools. We actually made a video warning about Jared Polis, but the people wanted to go ahead and see if it was true or not, to see if perhaps maybe we were conspiracy theorists here. Well, now they're finding out that, wait a second, Bradley told us the truth 12 years ago about Governor Jared Polis. He's a sodomite. He's probably a pedophile. And I continuously tell the people the similarities between the SS, which were a bunch of masculine sodomites, appointed homosexuals, appointed by none other than Adolf Hitler. They've been doing this here in the United States, president after president after president. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump wanted to decriminalize sodomy all across the globe. I didn't know that he was the president of the world, but apparently in his narcissistic mind, he probably thought he was. But also keep in mind, too, there's a side note to that. While you're fighting off Joe Biden and the sodomites that are attacking you, keep in mind Donald Trump's out there partying with them right now. Go ahead and check out Tim Brown's morning show on Sons of Liberty. You'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. Okay? Just again to show you that there's no difference between what you call the left and the right. But now here's the headline. Colorado sodomite, Jared Polis, the governor there, signs an unlawful executive order to allow hospitals to refuse care for unvaccinated. Folks, it begins. It begins. The Lord showed us the first wave. He showed us the second wave. And if at the second wave the people don't stand up and push it back and deal with it, the tsunami's going to come. They're trying to push the tsunami forward right now. Well, some might say, well, Bradley, again, you know, I just think that that's not true what you're telling us. Well, it doesn't matter if you think it's true or not. You can stand in front of a bus and say, you know what, I don't believe that that bus is going to hit me. And after it drives over you, it doesn't really matter if you believed it or not. The truck was there or the bus was there and it did exactly what you didn't think it was going to do because you deceived yourself into believing that it wasn't going to happen. Well, guess what? It is happening. I got a hard break to take. When I come back on the other side of this, I want to show you a video of a pregnant woman who was just recently denied medical treatment due to her status. No vaccination. Okay? So again, friends, it now begins. The fight begins. Period. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just highlighting, by the way, if you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. Colorado sodomite governor, again, pay attention to the similarities going on here, friends. John 8:44. Governor says and signs on to an unlawful executive order to allow hospitals to refuse care for unvaxxed. I thought this was about health. I thought this was all for our good, friends. I thought that's what this was all about. And again, consider the source, John 8:44. Gosh, how many times do I need to reiterate the point? These are the ones that are advocating unlawfully the murder of the innocent in the womb. We got that figured out yet? These are the ones that are telling you it's about your health. Just wanted to make clear on that point that I was trying to make. Here's a lady, for those people on social media right now are saying, you know, that's just not true. Well, you go ahead and check it out, because this young lady right here just got refused by a local hospital.
I had a cardiologist appointment scheduled since May. It is now August. Today is my appointment. I show up for that appointment wearing a mask. He's wearing a mask. And I'm told that because I am not vaccinated and because he is too young to be vaccinated, I can't be seen. A 5-month pregnant woman who is having heart problems cannot see the cardiologist she has waited months to see because I'm not vaccinated. Tell me again that it's about public health.
Exactly.
These doctors and nurses should be f***ing ashamed of themselves for turning away a patient who needs help because of their vaccination status.
Okay, so again, folks, you see what this is all about, and she's exactly right. I'm just here to tell you again what the mainstream media means to censor. Okay? It's happening, friends. It's happening. They're not pulling back. They're going forward. Did you hear what I said? They're not pulling back. They're pulling forward. They're going forward. And why is that? Because the American people don't want to take it when it's told to them because they want to believe that it's not really true. When in fact, when you consider the person that's driving the narrative, Bill Gates, who said he wanted to, what? Lower the world population by 6.8 billion people on the planet. Oh, by the way, I showed you this in the past, but I want to show it to you again. It's interesting when I go to prove the point that Bill Gates did in fact say that. You know what's interesting about all that? Is these said outlets are saying that it's not true that he said it. For those that have been listening to us for years, how many times have we played this video for you? Reuters reported, fact check, no evidence Bill Gates said at least 3 billion people need to die. Oh, yes, they did. And yes, he did. And it wasn't just Reuters. Just to show you how they work, friends, Reuters said it. AP News said it. Facebook Fact Check said it. They're saying that he never said this. Bill Gates didn't say he wanted to use vaccines to lower the world population. Yes, he did. Folks, look at this. Debunked. Look at this. Look at this. They're just all saying that he never said exactly what he said. Here, let me give you the exact quote. The world has about 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion people. He said, now if we do a really good job on vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health, Planned Parenthood, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. Okay. But folks, this shows you to the degree that the mainstream media is willing to lie to you. Oh, speaking of which, I wanted to show you this one as well. We're all told over and over, and we played some audio video for you on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, that is just completely untrue because we had a stewardess that worked for Southwest Airlines that said, no, what they're telling you is not true. I'm telling you what's going on. This is because the people walked off the job. Well, an outlet called Civil Deadline just reported flight crews released photos exposing Southwest airline hypocrisy. You ready for this, friends? This is them. Okay, this is the party hut right here. The party starts here. And then it says, alcohol kills germs, so take another shot. Just be safe, right? Now, just hang on a second. All of these people right here are all about the upper echelon in the company, the airlines, the corporation of that of Southwest Airlines. Okay? This is what's really going on. Okay, so they're partying up. Okay, this is the 50th anniversary party in Arlington, Texas. By the way, I wanted to ask you, did you see any of these CEOs? You see any of them with masks on? Just wanted to make sure you've seen this. Do you see anybody in that party hut there, that bar? Do you see anybody on social media platforms? If you're watching right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com, do you see anybody with a mask on? No, absolutely not. What's it about, friends? When is it that you're going to figure out that you're being lied to? Okay? I got some more information that's going to jack you up, to say the least. And I'm going to show you this video really quick. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back to the next point that I want to make. And again, it's just appalling, friends, and it's very obvious as to what's taking place. And it has nothing to do with a virus. It has everything to do with a pandemic attempting to create a new world order. That's what this is. Check this out.
There he is, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla. He makes more money than you do by about a factor of a zillion. But he thinks you're a criminal. But here's the funny thing, Dr. Paul. He says people who spread misinformation about the vaccine are criminals, as you say, implying, of course, they should go to the gulag. Well, look at this next clip, and I'm scratching my head reading it. This is Bourla in the same interview. He said Tuesday that life for many people can, quote, go back to normal once many of the unvaccinated get vaccinated, quote. The only thing that stands between the new way of life and the current way of life is, frankly, hesitancy to vaccinations. But you know what?
I think he's the one spreading misinformation, because as we've done on this show and as so many have done, if you look at the countries with the highest percentage of vaccinations, Israel, number one, UK, Lithuania, every country with huge 85, 90% fully vaccinated, they are now the countries with the highest level of outbreaks. So what he said is frankly disinformation, misinformation. I think he needs to turn himself in.
You think. I mean, come on, folks. But again, it just shows you who's playing the game, who's setting the narrative. And folks, for the life of me, I guess I got to ask the question, why is it that the American people are sitting back waiting for these conspirators to set the next narrative? I honestly, for the life of me, do not understand people whatsoever. It's like you're sitting there as a bunch of sitting ducks waiting for them to go ahead and take a shot at you again. And guess what they're going to do, friends? They're going to take another shot at you. That's just what's going to happen here. I'm looking at some video I'm pondering right now as if I'm going to play it for you or not. And it just shows you at the very beginning of all of this, all the lies that were being perpetuated across the country, promulgated through the mainstream media, when they were talking about how all the hospitals and the clinics were packed. And then we had friends like Todd Starnes and Jason Jones in Hawaii go to these clinics and hospitals and they couldn't find one person. And then what happens, it spread very quickly across the country where people actually seen these reports that we were putting out, and they went to the local hospitals only to find the same things going on there. This is all perpetuated on a fraud. Let me just say that clearly. I want to show you something else as well, friends. This is interesting because this is a woman and her obituary. Okay, it was censored by the big tech companies after the woman died from a vaccine. Okay, Jessica Berg Wilson, with all due respect, an exceptionally healthy and vibrant 37-year-old young mother with no underlying health conditions, passed away from COVID vaccine, okay, as they call it. She passed away from the COVID vaccine-induced thrombocytopenia. And by the way, she said that she didn't want to get the vaccine, but she took it because of pressure, and now she's not here to talk about it anymore. But why would the big tech companies censor the woman's obituary? Because they don't want you to know this information. I showed you the video of none other than our friend, again, with all due respect, Mr. Ernest Rodriguez. If you're on social media platforms, you can see his 16-year-old son, who was completely healthy. He took his first shot. He only took one shot, by the way. And 5 days later, he was at a park, and he fell over dead. They re-examined him by doctors that told us the truth, and they said that he died from that of cardiac arrest. Ernest Ramirez. Okay, and I played the video for you the other day. If you have not seen that video, I would like very much to play it for you, because it is very, for a better way of saying it, it's very hard to watch it. And my heart goes out to the man in so many different ways. But again, I think it's worth it, the time to take for you to watch this, because it's the long version of what I showed you a couple days ago. It's about a 2-minute video audio. And I'm going to play it for you right on the other side of this break, because again, it's information that you need to hear and information that you need to see. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Legal action is being taken on behalf of more than 200 victims after the stampede at the Astroworld Festival in Houston that left 9 dead. It happened when the crowd surged toward the stage during rapper Travis Scott's performance. Rina Irahati was one of the concert goers. She recounts the experience with tears.
I was wondering what's going on, and then finally looking at the news and seeing the stuff that I saw wasn't just what I was thinking was really more than traumatizing.
Attorney Ben Crump representing the 90 additional lawsuits. A virtual meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi is set for Monday night. A White House statement saying the two leaders will discuss ways to compete responsibly on the global stage. This is USA Radio News. The enhanced child tax credit will expire at the end of the year unless Congress moves to extend it. It was a key part of the nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package that was approved last March. Democrats without proof say it has greatly decreased child poverty. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is hosting officials from Qatar in Washington on Friday to discuss issues facing both countries, including their interests in Afghanistan. There's still ongoing concern about evacuating the families of U.S. service members, some of who are stranded in the country. Blinken saying the United States will continue to help those people.
We've been taking out Afghan families of U.S. service members all along, and that will continue. And as we identify people who are in Afghanistan, including family members of service members who remain there and wish to leave, we will do everything we can to get them out.
USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm trying to tee this up for you because I want to play it for you again, but I'll get to that in just a moment. What I want to do is I want to show you Mr. Ernest Rodriguez, and I'm sorry, again, Ramirez, forgive me. This was his testimony with a bunch of doctors and senators and those that suffered adverse side effects from the said vaccines in Washington, D.C. By the way, I highlighted yesterday, not a one of those that were invited to see the outcome or the adverse side effects of what they're selling to the American people of about 20 different individuals that are continuously pushing the narrative on you. They were all invited. Not a one showed up to hear the testimony that you're about ready to hear right now from Mr. Ernest Ramirez. Let's go ahead and check this out.
A single parent. I raised my boy since he was a baby. He meant the world to me. I got the vaccine to protect my son. And after in March, April, they're announcing it was safe for teenagers. Me and my son have never been apart. We're always together. He was my best friend. I always told him it was me and you against the world. He joined ROTC in high school. He was always full of smiles. Anybody that knew my son would see he was happy. I wasn't rich, but I gave him everything he wanted. We didn't lack for anything. We used to go fishing, camping, do everything we got the Pfizer vaccine because I thought it was to protect him. I thought it was the right thing to do. It was like playing Russian roulette. My government lied to me. They said it was safe. Next week is his birthday. You know what? I'm going to celebrate his birthday at. While everybody, once we leave here, they're going to forget about what we're doing or what they talk about, what we said here. They're going to be enjoying time with their family and kids. Thanksgiving, I'm going to spend at the cemetery. Christmas, at that cemetery. They need to quit pushing this on their children. I lost mine. Yeah, I need to protect yours.
Okay, they're, so why don't we take heed to what he's telling us, friends? Why don't we take heed? Here's the fruit. Wouldn't have been prevention been better than cure? And what do we have? The American people settling for a bunch of their clowns in the circus of politics, allegedly grilling them for crimes that they'll never be prosecuted for. Why? Because the American people allow them to play the games. Again, holding the responsible party accountable for what's happening here. It's us, Americans. It's not somebody else. Let's not stand back and act like somebody else is going to take care of the problem. This is Ernest Ramirez at his son's funeral, open casket. 5 days later, he's dead. It's interesting that his autopsy, when it was first done, the cause of death listed by the medical examiner was an enlarged heart. It was more than twice the normal size. Nobody reported the death to that of Ayers. According to Peter McCullough, who received the autopsy report, the cause of death was vaccine-induced myocarditis that caused his heart to swell to the double normal size. And this sort of size can change, said the doctor, and it can happen very rapidly within 5 days. But you know what the headline is, friends? Isn't it interesting how everybody's dying? They're dying from COVID. No. They're not dying from COVID. That's what they want you to believe. They're dying from taking their said vaccinations. The headline is, why can't anyone explain how these 14 kids died after getting vaccinations? And isn't it interesting? Nobody will call it for what it is. The CDC, Pfizer, and Moderna did not admit a single death to data. They're lying to you. Folks, the list goes on of people that are dying from these said vaccinations. And what did we hear? Well, we just got done hearing on the mainstream media that those that are unvaccinated, as they would say, they are the problem. Look at this right here. According to News Punch, Bill Gates said, and let me reiterate the point. Bill Gates is not qualified to tell us anything about any said vaccination, period. He's not a doctor. He's not an elected representative, but yet he's the one driving the narrative. I got this yesterday. I just started hearing on the mainstream media, friends, who the problem is. The wave is coming from the unvaccinated. No, it is not. Here, I got to say it again, because everybody's talking about the Third Reich and the Gestapo now. And Bradley's been talking about it for 3 to 5 years. And now 3 to 5 years later, people want to start paying attention. I guess that's how it goes. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did through the Third Reich. Exactly. Folks, if you have not taken the time to just take a half an hour per topic, Operation Paperclip, where your government took these Nazi criminals from Germany and brought them over into America and honored them and changed their names. And notice the link between the Bushes as well. Okay? Also pay attention and do a little homework. Take a half hour and prove me wrong. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Go to Operation Mockingbird, how the CIA controls the narrative. Look at this. Going back to my point, Bill Gates is now saying governments must punish online users who oppose masks and vaccines. This was just yesterday. Hey, folks, for those that watch the show, to those that listen to the show, fear not. By the grace of God, we're not going anywhere on our own accord, and our message will not change. We are going to stand here, if need be, all by ourselves, which we know there's grassroots individuals all across the country that are doing the same thing that I'm doing right now. I'm just here to tell you that this stuff does not deter me. If anything, it encourages me because I know I'm right. I know I'm right. Consider the source. Again, John 8:44. Also put that up to Isaiah 28, verse 18. Here, let me just go there. So I make reference to that quite a bit for people. And people want to know, well, what is it when you shoot those scriptures out? What exactly is Isaiah 28, 18? And your covenant with death, I'm speaking to the bad guys, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled. I prefer it happens before genocide, not after, but they're committing the act of genocide, crimes against humanity, right before the eyes of the people all across the globe. And what do they see? They see their said representatives on a global scale putting up false what? Pretenses that they're actually trying to fight off the bad guy. Well, here's the good news. The law is for us. The law is not for them. It condemns them. And the purpose of government is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But is that what we're seeing? Nope. We get to sit back and watch the mainstream media push the next narrative. And the American people, this is my responsibility right now, as well as the 53 countries that are listening, I got to do it here first in my own circuit before I can bring it to you in your circuit, but the bottom, like Jesus did. But the bottom line is, friends, if you want all of this to go, if you want all of this propaganda to go, then you must put a lawful response concerning judgment upon the heads of those that are pushing the propaganda. And your covenant of death will be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then shall you be trodden down by it. That is a process of judgment. Bradley Dean is here right now to wake up the people concerning what's going on, and you can respond or you don't have to respond. You can reject, and if you do, it's to your own condemnation. But I ask one question. This needs to be begged. Over the last 17 years of ministry, where have we missed it? 1-866-582-9933. It's a prime opportunity for you to call me out right now. Over the last 17 years in ministry, on the radio, show me where we missed it. The foretelling by the giftings of the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 12. The leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. Tell us where we missed it. 2 years ago, we told you exactly what was coming, and now we're here. Okay, that is the gift here in this ministry. And we're not going out there and trying to garner attention unto ourselves. That's not what we do. Matter of fact, someone just today told me, you know what? I am so tired of all of your negative information. You know what? I'm more tired than the negative information I have to give you. But this is what's wrong with your country. And if you don't take responsibility and fix it, you're never going to hear good news again on this earth. And it's probably not going to be very good if you don't do anything about it while you have the time to do about it when you stand before your judge as well. But Bradley, everything you do is—it just seems like it's so negative. No, you know, the fact of the matter is a little leaven leaveneth a whole lump. Let's get rid of the little leaven and purge that lump and make a new lump the way Scripture tells us to, because we understand the foxes spoil the vines. Let's get rid of the foxes that are spoiling the vine. Then we can start talking about some good things, okay? But not until then. I mean, if you want me to get on the radio and lie to you, well, this is the wrong radio show for that to take place. It's just not going to happen. If you want the stream to flow, or the river to flow, then you better get the rocks out of the stream so it can become the river that it's supposed to be. But the absolute ignorance of the people that I listen to on a daily basis blows me away. I mean, for you to suggest that a guy would apply for a job like this, you have got to be out of your mind. This is a call, folks. And because I love the Lord for what Jesus did for me on the cross, that's why I do what I do, and I do it with a full heart. Look what's happening. Governments must punish online users who oppose masks and mandates. You want it to stop? then deal with these criminals, friends, because nobody's going to do it for you. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Oh, yeah. I just thought about that. It's interesting. You guys all know who Tom Fitton is, right? Tom Fitton is the head of the organization Judicial Watch. It's a respected outlet in Washington, D.C. He's the guy that gave us the news concerning Donald Trump tripling support to that of Muslims in America. Remember that? Nobody believed it, and then we showed him, and then all of a sudden, oh, my goodness, maybe Tom Fitton's a liar, too. I wanted to show you this really quick because this is, again, stuff that they meant to hide. This is actually, remember we were told that a big jet hit the Pentagon? Tom Fitton's organization, by the way, he posted this, that's online right now, but it's interesting to note that the 9/11 Pentagon attack was a Tomahawk missile. Okay. We had foreigners all over the world trying to tell us that it was not an airplane that hit the Pentagon. And if you're on social media platforms right now, Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch had to sue. He had to sue, friends, to get this video footage that I'm showing you right now. Judicial Watch sued for obtained the Pentagon parking camera footage of AA-77 hitting the Pentagon. There's no airplane. But we tried to tell you that. There's a lot of people that try to tell you that back in the day. But again, it was a conspiracy theory, yet you ask the people in New York what happened, they'll tell you that their own government was responsible for it. But we don't want to hear that. No. I mean, we all know Adolf Hitler did the same thing, attacking his own Third Reich, right? And what did he do that for? To raise up the people in his country to attack his political opposition. What did they do? They attacked an innocent nation that had nothing to do with it. Yep. And the American people, they got behind it. The conservatives and the Christians, they just went along with it. Because after all, the government would never lie to them. Give me a break. And I'm talking about corruption once again. I want to show you this. I just pulled this up during the break. This is what Reuters in the mainstream media said that Bill Gates did not say. And I'm actually going over the video that's favorable of Bill Gates so you can see that, in fact, he did say it. But this is what the mainstream media does. Let me go over to Isaiah 5:20 because I say that one quite a bit too. And I want to give it to you exactly as what it says in Scripture so you can understand how you are being lied to. The Bible says, woe. That's a curse. Okay? Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. That put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. I speak as a man. Let me add, they put darkness for light in light for darkness. Okay? They put the lie in the place of the truth, and the truth in the place of a lie. That's how these people operate. They're reprobate. They're backwards, purposely. And it shows you who they serve. And these people think they're above the law, Isaiah 14. I'm here to remind you that they are not. They are just mere men that mean to commit the act of genocide. Here, let me go ahead and show you the video so you can decide for yourself as to what Billy Bob Gates... by the way, for those that didn't know, his daddy sat on the board of Planned Parenthood, and his daddy said of Billy Bob here that he got in his mind the ideologies of what he was going to do in the up-and-coming years from his dad sitting on Planned Parenthood. So this is a good idea for some reason or another to lower the world population. But again, I didn't say it. Billy Bob said it. Here, let's see what he has to say.
Got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we...
Whoa. The mainstream media said he didn't say what he just said. Now, again, I'm not giving this guy any credit. No, in fact, what I'm doing is I'm showing you, as a fruit inspector that Christians are supposed to be, I'm showing you the corrupt fruit in this man's basket. If you've not seen the deposition of him, I believe it was back in the 90s, he is a disturbed devil, is what he is. I said to you last segment, maybe the segment before, he is not a doctor. He is not qualified to sell this narrative. But for some reason or another, since he's paying the bill, you're seeing all the Judases on a global basis go along with him. And it's only temporary. I just don't understand that. They're daring the justice of God, and so are the people that are allowing them to do what they're doing. Okay? Check out the scripture, Jeremiah 9:24, when you get a moment as well. That's the heart of God. But isn't it interesting that he's not qualified, nor is he an elected representative, and yet he's telling everybody about these said vaccines. Do you understand that he's the investor? He's the one that's getting, I believe, a 22% increase off the stupidity of the people that do, in fact, buy it, which is not the majority. It is the minority, as I proved at the beginning of this week. Why are people parroting this guy's narrative? Because they're getting paid from him to do so. Just like this pregnant girl said earlier, friends, these doctors should be ashamed of themselves. Remember this girl right here on social media platforms? Yep, they should be. I don't know that they'll ever be able to come back from this one. But they are, in fact, responsible for committing genocide. No question about it. I want to show you some new video by none other than that of Mr. Bill Gates. It's interesting that he gets the voice whenever he wants to speak. Man, the microphones and the cameras are right up to old Billy Bob's face. Why is that? Should we play stupid with them or should we deal with it? I want to show you this again. You just almost can't even make it up. You really can't. But I'm going over to it right now. And it's a brand new video of Bill Gates. And it's now talking about he's taking a step back from what it is that he's been selling to the people on these said vaccinations. And I think I was on the right page. Forgive me. Yeah, here it is. So we're going to go over and play that one for you, too. This is Bill Gates again now talking about, despite being one of the largest proponents of presently available COVID-19 vaccines, said Bill, Gates admits to the failure of the vaccine industry that he worked so hard to prop up. Okay, so listen to this. He tells the truth again in his confusion, and I want you to see it for yourself.
Economic damage, the deaths, it's been completely horrific. And I would expect that will lead the R&D budgets to be focused on things we didn't have today. You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccine.
Economic damage. We need a new way of doing the vaccine, said Bill. Bradley didn't say that. Nope, Billy Bob said that. Bradley didn't say that. Billy Bob said that. Okay? I want to show you the reason that we need to get busy. And the good news is that God promises to hear and answer our prayers in the doing. If we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. I trust him that way. I trust him in every way. He is God. He is my Father. He is the God of the heaven and of the earth. Cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. All men on this planet are used for his purposes. And I could go on. Folks, we could spend eternity just talking about the things that he's created and what he's done and who he is. I can tell you one thing that I know about him is he is very faithful. When you look at the promises to the children of Israel, I just got done reading Deuteronomy and the book of Joshua. And this morning I read, actually the afternoon, I just read the book of Philippians. But I'm there all the time because I know that the word of God is tried and true. But I also know this, that we have to meet him on his terms. But it was also him that said to Joshua and Caleb, every place that your foot trod upon, he said, I've given unto you. I want you to understand something. In the book of Joshua, we were to keep the commandments and the judgments and the statutes to possess. That means drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. Folks, we have our possession. But pay attention that when the children of Israel, the church, receives and fights for the possession, keep in mind the Lord said, now that you're here, you still have to keep my commandments, my judgments, and my statutes to keep and to do them, to preserve it, that you might have a long life upon this earth. Listen, as they say, it's all over when the fat lady sings. The fat lady hasn't sung, but my Father is telling me, in the hardest and direst of times, as a famous preacher said, according to the Word of God, if we're willing to fight, God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. And as Hudson Taylor rightly said of my Father and your Father, if you're a Christian, a real one, every move of God is first this. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, then it's done. The history of the church is their backs are up against the wall. And when they cried out to the Lord in repentance, read 1 Kings 8, by the way, he heard them in their distress and answered. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick.
Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.